Why do you want to go to art college? You're already an artist.
I know, but I want to be a starving artist, so I need to ring up more debt.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 8. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to look at the work of photographers and artists from throughout Yorkshire and the Dales, and hopefully through the use of audio clips and online imaging, give them a greater exposure, and also you, the listener, a greater understanding of their work. Yesterday we looked at the first piece in the collection called Decisions by Drew Wood. Today we're going to look at another piece from Drew called Decisions 2. So this picture is called Decision 2.
Yes, Decision 2.
Obviously, it's a follow-on from Decision 1. And in some ways, you can certainly see the similarities, the letterbox mode, the use of colour and stripes and shapes. But the dimensions are completely different.
Yeah, the picture itself is offset within the canvas, which was a decision in itself to do that. And it's about the process of making decisions. And on this particular picture, what I've tried to show is a kind of a strength of decision by using far bolder, stronger brush marks.
But there's more use of white space, though, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. It's not as cluttered or as complex. It's almost a follow-on from actually making the decision, to almost like pieces of a jigsaw where it's beginning to fall into place. Sometimes when you make decisions, you don't know whether they are good ones or bad ones. But when you make the decision, then often the truth of that decision begins to show itself. So I allowed quite a large amount of white to come through, almost light, to show almost a breaking up of that fear when making a decision.
But, I mean, there is, and to sidetrack it slightly, there is an argument that says there is actually no right or wrong decision.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why most of the studies, the centre sort of fear is in the centre, and so therefore there's still the movement either side, whether the decision goes left or right.
But, I mean, comparing it to the original decision that we looked at, you've also chosen to do the frame within the frame again, but instead of using the stark of the black, you've gone for a more softer grey?
Yeah, it's this kind of lightening of the pressures of making a decision. All of a sudden you make the decision, you start to go in that direction, and the whole thing begins to lift, light comes through. So I didn't feel it was appropriate to encapsulate the actual image in a very dark frame as Decision 1. Mm. As it's a mid-tone grey, so it kind of gives that kind of lift that movement is on its way. It's on its way up.
Right. I mean, it also seems to me more naive in its approach.
Yeah.
Perhaps naive is not the right word, but it seems to be more simplistic.
It's more simplistic. And that's another really comment on making decisions. The more you think about making a decision, often the more complicated it tends to be. So this picture is a lot more sort of spontaneic than the first picture.
And again, why the difference in the scale between the two? Why is Decision 2 much smaller than the main decision?
Because I just kind of felt that rather than with the first picture, which was quite large, which I worked on first, that I was making decisions, and therefore the statement didn't need to be as large or as strong or as bold as the first picture.
That was Drew and I discussing his picture Decision 2, which forms part of the collection called Decisions, more of which will be revealed over the coming weeks. You can look at the picture Decisions 2 and Decision 1 and other images from our collection at our website, which is at www.townheadgallery.com. You can also leave us feedback and comment at the site, and we would look forward to receiving those. As again, the aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to look at the work of artists and photographers from throughout Yorkshire and the Dales, and hopefully give them a greater exposure and you a greater understanding of their work. That's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 8. And until number 9, thank you for listening.